Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John chapter 6, verse 33 and 35. These are words that the Lord Jesus Christ himself spoke, that he is the only one who can satisfy the hunger of the human spirit. He is the only one who can satisfy the thirst of the human spirit. He alone can fill that emptiness in person's life to cause that individual's life to overflow with peace, with joy, with contentment, with satisfaction, with fulfillment, and with meaning. Only through the Lord Jesus Christ, you're accepting him as Savior and inviting him into your life. Only through the Lord Jesus Christ can you find real purpose and meaning and understand what life is all about. Oh, beloved, it's the greatest thing in all the world to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I'll never forget that day over 60 years ago when I invited Jesus Christ into my life. He moved in and cleansed me from my sin. He delivered me from the bondage of sin. He gave me life eternal, and I'm never going to die. Yes, this earth suit, this old body that I live in, is going to die. This body is decaying. This body is shrinking. This body is beginning to tremble and shake. This body is not what it once was, but the body is not Bob Griggs. It's just the old earth suit that I live in, and there's coming a day when I'm going to be delivered from this earth suit. There's coming a day when I'm going to evacuate, and I'm going to move into the glorious presence of my Lord Jesus Christ. More alive than ever before, for I have eternal life. You see, beloved, the believer, the individual who's received Jesus Christ as Savior, will never die. Jesus said in John chapter 11, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, and that's the condition of every individual on earth born dead in trespasses and in sin, spiritually speaking, separated from Almighty God. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Oh yes, beloved, I'm never going to die. Over in 1 John, the writer John tells us that we have passed already from death into life. We who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and have accepted him as Savior, we've already passed from death into eternal life. Over in the book of Matthew, Jesus himself said, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living, speaking of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saints who have physically died, but who are alive in the presence of Almighty God. Oh, beloved, God is not the God of the dead. Our faith in Jesus Christ is the source of life eternal. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And where is the Father? The Father is in heaven. God the Father is in heaven. And Jesus Christ is the only way. He is the door by which one can enter into salvation, eternal life, forgiveness of sin. It's through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, through accepting him as Savior, through understanding and knowing that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us measure up to God's standard of righteousness and holiness, because we've all sinned, and because of sin we've come short of measuring up to what was required in order to please the holy and righteous God. But Jesus Christ came to earth to take upon Himself human form, to go to an old rugged cross, to die in your place and in my place under the wrath and judgment of Almighty God. Excuse me. The Lord Jesus Christ took our sin upon Himself. 2 Corinthians 5:21 in the Bible tells us that God made Jesus to be sin for us, Jesus who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Oh, beloved, it's through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as Savior that one is forgiven for their sin. Only in the Lord Jesus Christ is the gift of eternal life. And by believing in and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, accepting the fact that He died for our sins, that He was buried, and that He arose from the grave after being in the grave 3 days and 3 nights, He arose victor over death, hell, and the grave. And He lives today, beloved. He lives today. And, beloved, I know He does. I talked to Him this morning, and I know He lives. Beloved, have you believed in Him? Have you received Him? Have you accepted Him as your Savior? He's right there where you are. He has sent His Holy Spirit to convict you in your spirit of your sin. That strange feeling that you feel inside, that uneasiness, that uncertainty, that conviction that you know within that what I'm telling you is the truth, that is the Holy Spirit of God convicting you of sin and drawing you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him as Savior, to receive His forgiveness for sin, to receive His gift of eternal life. Oh, beloved, if only you would reach out by faith and say, Lord God, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave, that you live today, and I ask you to come into my life, to forgive me for my sin, to give to me that gift of salvation through your Holy Spirit moving into my spirit to cleanse me and to make me pure and clean and holy and righteous within. Beloved, if you'll pray a prayer asking the Holy Spirit of God to come into your life, telling Him you believe that Christ died for your sins, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, and that you trust Him and He alone to cleanse you and to give you salvation and eternal life. The Lord Jesus says, Behold, I stand at the door of your life and knock. If any man will hear my voice, that's the voice of that Holy Spirit of God, that still small voice, and will open the door. That means that you're welcoming Him, that you're inviting Him, that you're accepting Him as your Savior. He says, I will come in. And He will come into your life. He will forgive you for your sin. He will give to you that gift of salvation. He will give you eternal life. He will give you His peace, His joy, His forgiveness. Oh, beloved, He will give to you so much if you will by faith reach out and say, Lord Jesus, I here and now believe in and receive and accept you as my Savior. Beloved, he's as close as the sound of my voice, even closer, for his Holy Spirit is right there convicting you of sin. And if you will open your heart, the Holy Spirit of God will move into your inner life. He will move into your spirit. He will take charge of your sin and blot it out, and it will be remembered against you no more. And you can know the joy, the peace, the forgiveness that is available through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can know Him as your personal Savior, and beloved, He will give you that gift of salvation and eternal life, so that when the time comes for you to leave this physical body, you will go into the glorious presence of the Lord Jesus Christ immediately. The Apostle Paul stated in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that to be absent from the body for the believer is to be present with the Lord. It's an instantaneous transition from this physical body of pain and suffering into the glorious presence of the living Christ. And, oh, beloved, it all is available to you if you, by faith, will just trust in and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Him as your Savior. And then if you will write to us and let us know that you have believed in and received the Lord Jesus as your Savior, we want to send you some materials that will help you to understand what it means to be a child of God, that will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can write to us to the address that I'm about to give you. So if you will get pencil and paper, we do look forward to hearing from you, and we will be delighted to send to you materials that will help you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. Capital K, capital C, and then a space, capital LEONARDI, KC Leonardi. 1, on the next line, 167, Alto, spelled capital A-L-T-O, Road, R-O-A-D. On the next line, you'll put capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, and then a comma, capital C, capital O, period, and then the numbers 81137. That's our zip code. It's very important that we have that zip code, 81137. And then on the last line, you'll put capital U, capital S, capital A for United States of America. We do look forward to hearing from you. And if you have accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, please let us know. Till next time, goodbye.